Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Black China and Rob Kardashian are having a dream war. Custody of their daughter Dream, as reported by TMZ. China's lawyer says Black China and Rob still have a valid custody agreement in place. China protecting her daughter shouldn't affect it in any way, protecting her from the whole Six Flags stroller scuffle incident that happened. Any attempts by Rob to alter custody stipulations will be defended by any means necessary, legally speaking. This according to China's lawyer. Sources say that she stands by her claim that she was simply doing what she had to do to protect her children, both Dream and King, and the Six Flags incident. Of course, Rob was not feeling that. He's upset with China that she allegedly put Dream in harm's way and plans to take her back to family court. Also said he's concerned about bringing her new man around, bringing him into her home when their child is there and wants restrictions put in place. So this is still developing. Floyd Mayweather's bodyguard was shot in Atlanta. According to TMZ, a man claiming to be one of Mayweather's bodyguards was shot outside of an upscale hotel in Atlanta. The Atlanta Police Department says it's unclear if Floyd was with the man at the time of the shooting. It all went down at 3 a.m. Monday morning outside of an Intercontinental Hotel in Buckhead. Three vehicles were returning from the hotel from a nearby nightclub. Another vehicle, according to police, pulled up beside them in an intersection of Peachtree Road and Highland Drive and fired several times at one of the vehicles. All three vehicles fled and reported being followed for a distance. Now, after losing the vehicle that was following them, the victim's vehicle drove to a hospital where the victim was treated for a gunshot wound to the leg and is currently in stable condition. This story is developing. Trey Songz is off the hook for felony domestic violence. Again, TMZ is reporting. He won't face a felony criminal charge for allegedly hitting a woman because the district attorney of LA isn't buying the case. Law enforcement say the singer's lawyer gave numerous witness statements to LAPD that contradicted the victim's accounts of events during an NBA All-Star Week back in February, this at a party. We're told that the lawyer also provided further info that led to skepticism about the young lady's credibility. The case will now be referred to a city attorney of LA who will decide whether or not to charge Trey Songz with the lesser charge of misdemeanor domestic violence. The young lady claims that Songz assaulted her at a party in Hollywood Hills because he was mad that she was talking to another man and beat her so badly she vomited from a concussion. He surrendered to authorities a few days later, but maintained being lied on and falsely accused for someone's personal gain. Congratulations are in order for two reality show stars, one being Cardi B, who announced that she's finally free. Rumors have been swirling that she has been pregnant since February. She had adamantly denied that she was pregnant until this recent Saturday's performance on SNL, where she just kind of took control of the announcement. I'm proud of her for that. Kenya Moore also confirming that she's pregnant, kind of, sort of, on the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion, which aired on Bravo this past weekend. She said there will be a baby, but she didn't come out and say she was pregnant. She also tweeted that there's no surrogate, so we'll have to wait for that one. Q-Tip lands a job as a professor at a New York university, according to All Hip Hop News. He's going to bring his 30-plus years of experience in the entertainment business to students at NYU. He's going to be teaching at the Clive Davis Institute of Recording Music in the Tisch School of Arts. The new class is going to focus on the historical links between hip-hop and jazz music. Now, I wouldn't mind reaching out to Sallie Mae for that one.